Our kids' education is wasted. Stop waiting.
You can choose to refuse.
Bennett High School math teacher Jeff Grossi, also known as rapper MC Zill, and his fiancée Katie Ann created a new video featuring a rap song called Choose to Refuse.
It provides a voice for people and a means to, you know, say it's okay to talk about it and, you know, what's wrong with it and how we can fix it.
The video encourages students and parents to opt out of standardized testing. We first introduced you to Grossi earlier this year with his We're Teaching Anti-Common Core rap that has had more than 29,000 views. Although Grossi teaches high school students, he's working to defend elementary students against what he believes is too much testing.
But grades 3 through 8, there's just constant test prepping and, you know, mid-module assessments and module assessments, and it seems like creativity's out of the classroom.
Creativity hindering. Choose to refuse is how you win.
You're a teacher, but yet you're telling a student not to come in and take a test. Does that set a bad example, though, that if it's hard or you don't like, just because you don't like it or you don't like the system, you don't have to go in and take it?
And I want to be very clear that I'm not doing that, actually. I'm just providing knowledge about their right to do so. And as an educator and as a teacher, I'm not saying, you know, you should opt out. I'm saying you have the right to opt out, and if you're told otherwise by your district or by the powers that be, that is incorrect information.
We can sign and quit.
We can sign and quit.
Grade 7 and 8 will not lose if you choose.
The video repeatedly encourages those watching to go to the New York State Allies for Public Education website. The organization is one of the leaders in showing parents how to opt out.
And in many respects, it's what activists in a community do.
Interim Buffalo School Superintendent Don Ogilvie continues recommending students take all the standardized tests. But Ogilvie says he realizes there are many unanswered questions and concerns.
I think there's some legitimate concern about the uses to which these tests have been placed. It's unfortunate that this reaches a crescendo when the tests are being administered, when I think it's just as effective and perhaps more so if this was month after month until some kind of an adjustment has been made.
But opt-out numbers released by the Buffalo School District Friday were low. Only 7% of Buffalo students in grades 3 through 8 opted out of the ELAs last week. Now that compares to some of the high opt-out numbers of 70% in the West Seneca schools. Ogilvie also points out that he believes hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, have been spent on professional development to train teachers in Common Core.
When it carries a price tag with the potential of losing aid, that doubles the dilemma, as far as I'm concerned.
Still, Grossi tells WBFO News his mission is simple and straightforward. He says he believes the high-stake tests are having a harsh impact on public schools, with a high burden placed on teachers.
We are not against assessing students. We understand that it's an integral part of the process. However, we are against tests that are fundamentally wrong, and that change the whole school from being student-centered to being test-centered. That is completely inappropriate.
You can choose to refuse.
Grossi's lyrics say this is not how learning is supposed to be. Overtesting is limiting. The video features some students who say they choose to refuse. Grossi says Buffalo students are more than just a test score. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Education is wasted. Stop waiting.
You can choose to refuse.
Go to
NYSAPE.org.